This is Twit.
I'm a cat lady, and my cats don't do nice things for me on Valentine's
Day. Oh, it's not too late. You still have 7 days to find love.
Now, so that's what brought me to the AFCAP that I'm going to talk about, which I've talked about in the past, and that's Tinder, because I thought to myself, I wonder...
No,
Tinder nightmares.
Nightmares.
The Instagram account, Tinder nightmares. No, but I thought to myself, I wonder what, and I'm sure that they're keeping great track of this, wonder what the stats for just activity, like 2 days before Valentine's Day must be on Tinder, because you know it's going to skyrocket because people are just...
They're lonely.
Some people have a really hard time. Honestly, I go out with my friends. If I don't have a boyfriend on Valentine's Day, does not matter at all. But some people really do care, and you can think that they're just like, I just want to go get a drink with somebody. I want to, you know, kind of connect and give her a rose or give him some chocolates or whatever. So I thought, okay, Tinder. All right. So because I was thinking of that in preparation for the show,
yes.
I was on Tinder. I have an account.
Oh, that's why.
I have an account. Yeah. I've actually met a few people through Tinder. Uh-huh. And without, you know, I'm not going to, like, give away, you know, like, my private conversations. But just for a refresher, if you've never used it, and it is an iPhone app. But I do have a few rules. Now, if
Wait a
I don't
minute.
Know
Why
which,
are there two guys
If
here?
I don't know which one you are in your first photo... And
there's
in fact,
two
in
guys.
This case, there's just only one photo. That's a no. No means left.
Oh.
Now, John, who's 40...
He's a nice looking guy.
John, who's 46...
Yeah, a little too old for you.
He seems... Okay, let's just say...
He's too old for you.
I don't like the television cables. That seems messy.
Yeah.
Bob is 39, plays football. So let's just go ahead and say, sure, okay.
But you don't even see his face. Now, are you going to get a date with him?
Well, Bob has already liked me, so it's possible that we could start talking to each other.
No.
So this is how Tinder works.
He's out.
All right?
Yankees fan. Can't vote for
Here's my nightmare. Here's my nightmare. And the reason that I'm going to share this with you is because I want everyone to understand how Tinder uses your Facebook data to populate your profile.
Yeah.
Now, when you set up a Tinder account, it will say, okay, well, let's choose some photos. You can only pull up photos. You have to link it to your Facebook account. That's just the way it works. If you're not on Facebook, you
can't
use
not
Tinder.
Link it to your Facebook.
Now,
I guess
that's
how
it
they
works.
Keep it, that it's you.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. It's an identity thing. So that means that if you want, like, a really hot picture of yourself to be your first picture on your Tinder profile, it somehow has to be on Facebook. Even if you upload it privately, like, so nobody could see it, that's where all the data is coming from. Okay. So I have, and often when you talk on Tinder, when two people are matched the way that me and Mr. Football were, then Tinder says, okay, now the two of you can privately chat. Football guy shouldn't be able to get a hold of me, and I shouldn't be able to get a hold of him unless we both said, we're interested in this.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So often you're chatting on Tinder, and what happens is that because a lot of us just sort of prefer our texting programs, because that's really what it is, you'll say, hey, you seem like not a crazy person. Here's my phone number. Will you text me? And then your conversation often moves to text, and then from there you meet up or it fizzles out, whatever. So this happened to me the other day with a gentleman who shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
He told me his name.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought he was handsome.
Yeah.
So we moved it over to text. He gave me his number first, and I was like, okay, you know, hi, it's Sarah. Yeah. Okay, now you've got my number. So I got a weird feeling about him, and I can't tell you why, but I just did. Now, because...
You should trust those, by the way.
Right, totally, yeah. Gut instincts with strangers, always follow
trust
that. I just got a weird... Because his name seemed really common, and it just... That didn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Because your Tinder profile is linked to your Facebook account, and because I had his phone number, I could then enter the phone number into the Facebook search bar. So going into the Facebook app, I know this sounds like super stalkery, but hey, ladies and gents, you got to take care
it's
of yourselves.
Valuable.
So if you're in the Facebook app, as I am now, you go ahead and search for people, places, or things, right? So if you type in the phone number rather than the name, because I typed in his name and nothing came up.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's weird too, right? He lives in the Bay Area. Type in his phone number, all of a sudden, it was linked to the real person.
Oopsies.
Who was married.
Oopsies.
Who was a father.
Oopsies.
And who had a different name altogether.
Oh, busted.
And once I got the real name...
Busted.
A simple Google search showed that he was a convicted felon.
Sarah, I'm really sorry, and I didn't expect that you would be able to figure out it was me.
It wasn't you.
Oh.
Unless you just really look different in your mugshots.
What was his felony, just out of curiosity?
Well, there were 34 of them, in fact.
Oh!
34 arrests.
How'd you find that out?
Well,
is it on his Facebook page?
No.
I've been arrested 34 times.
Once I figured out his real name, I took the whole thing to Google and just went nuts.
Oh, my
Jail
goodness.
Base has all sorts of mugshots.
Wait a minute, Jail Base?
It's a website.
I guess a woman in the modern age has to learn some really unique skills.
The reason that I'm telling you this humiliating story, because I felt very stupid about it.
Not humiliating.
Well, you feel like, oh, man, I should, you know.
You didn't date him.
No, I never met him,
you
actually.
Caught him
never
before
met him. We never met in real life.
Yeah.
But it's a good tool to remember if for any reason you're using Tinder that there is a Facebook link. And if you can get someone's phone number, because you know, people will add their phone numbers to their Facebook profiles, even if it's you know set as private, you can maybe get a little bit more information on
That's
somebody.
Very smart.
And there are a lot of crazies out there. So don't ruin Valentine's
Call
Day.
Call his wife and say, hey, just want to let you know.
You know, I will not lie. I thought about it briefly, and then I thought, whatever
right
this is, I don't want to be part of it. I don't even know these people.
But she did marry the guy who was 38 felonies, so
right.
Maybe she knows.
34. Let's not
inflate.
Let's not exaggerate how horrible of a person this guy is who clearly has not learned right from wrong.
What a story.
I know. So that's my app cap. Totally weird.
And then Jail Base.
Well, that's just one of the places that the mugshots.
I think you should write up.
Surfaced on.
Would you write this up on Medium and give links to all the tools you used to bust this guy?
I just told you. I don't want to write a post. It's part of the show.
Okay. I'm just saying, I need links. I need the information.
No, you can watch the show again.
Every woman. I want to send it to my daughter. Everybody should know this.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it is not. I think this is the. I'm too old to. I mean, my day dating. You'd go a show, you'd have a cup of coffee, maybe you'd meet, but nowadays it's all electronic, it's all on the internet. This is important. These are important tools that everybody should know.